Today, we're going to be talking about starting over. Many people start different things over, like work. But my dad, he started his life over at the age of 36. Now, starting your life over isn't something that you normally would hear people doing. Now, here's my dad going to talk about different things he missed and different goals he had when he moved to America.
Start my life over. First thing, I came to the United States, and a week later, I find a job, and I work like a steel worker in a big manufacturer, and they fabricate the steel frame for the house, for the shopping mall, for the manufacturer, and they make a steel stairway, and I love that job. But for the first time, I feel, because I come here single and I feel lonely, and I miss my country, I miss my culture, I miss my family, and it make me a hard time for a year or two to get used to with that. And finally, when I the first thing, I live in the south, it's warm weather, and I move to the north, and I used to with the cold weather, and I used to with the work every day. I have like a welder, so I feel better. That's what I thought.
Here he starts answering questions about different things, like his image of America and if he was afraid to come and start over his life.
Not why you have to afraid to go to America. If you tell me I have to afraid leave America, that I say yes, but I don't afraid to go to America. America still be a country in the earth, not in the heaven. So to me, human is always human. And human will be the same everywhere in the world. So I have no reason, no nothing to change my image. Because I reached my goal, I reached my goal, and I have nothing else to complain. The boundary, even I have learned the, I have been learning the English in high school about like 5 or 6 years. But that the language of the foreigner. What we used to say the English as second language. That looked like a broken language, because when I first came to the United States, and every time I trying to talk to somebody, but they never understand me. And then I lived in the United States for a while, like 6 months, a year later. People begin to understand what I'm talking about. And the more I stay, the better language I have. The goal, just find a good life in America, and find a good education and in another level, and finally I reach the goal I have, that for the civil engineer, work in a higher level. Part of the world, it mainly different meal for everyday living. practically, we eat rice the most for the most of the food in our life. And the first time I lived in America, I have to eat bread more than rice, or almost like bread, nothing with like rice. So that make me feel like a little bit different in my life, and I have to struggle with that for a while. But then later on, I eat both rice and bread, and especially I feel better. Yeah, because we came from Asia, and especially from Vietnam. The Vietnam language is the single sound. The single sound for every word, and the English is multiple sound, and it need to make the people understand by the action of the sentence. And we use it with a single sound, and we speak language. We speak English like Vietnamese, so people doesn't understand what I'm trying to say. And then I try to listen more, watch TV, and practice to pronounce, and try to think by English instead of thinking Vietnamese in the head, in the brain, in the mind. So when I thinking in English, it make me useful with the English, and when I open my mouth, I can speak whatever I want to say. And that way, the people easier to understand what I'm talking about.
When my dad started over his life, he left many things behind.
I miss the home country, about the new year, about the life of the family, about the culture, about the people. Most of everything make me miss a lot. But wherever you born and you grow up in the family, and you feel like normal. But we cannot compare like the young boy in America different to the young boy in other country. They will all the same. The life a little bit different about the daily living, food, toy, whatever, but the life is the same. And I love my childhood in Vietnam too.